From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The fate of Washington's healthcare exchange rests in part on the so-called young invincibles. The exchange needs young and healthy people to pay into the system to balance out the older people who will get sick more often. By one estimate, over 19 million Americans ages 18 to 34 do not have health coverage. Ursula Swantner is one of those so-called young invincibles, and right after her Obamacare kicked in, she learned invincible was the wrong name for her, and she joins us. Thank you so much for taking the time, Ursula.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us the story of how you happened to get health care and why it was very lucky that you got health care when you did.
I kind of just took the initiative after they were giving us deadlines to get signed up for Obamacare and did it probably around Thanksgiving so that it kicked in right on January 1st. And then, sure enough, on the 10th, I got in a bike crash, and very glad I did because I would be in serious debt right now.
Wow, did you see what the bills you would have had to have paid had you not been insured?
I haven't seen those yet, but considering there was an ambulance ride and multiple CAT scans and x-rays, I'm assuming it's beyond 10 grand.
Well, it was really lucky that you did that back last November, but were you kind of weighing it in your mind, Ursula? Were you thinking, well, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't?
No, I mean, I guess I didn't really see why not, considering that I was hearing from people that with my income level, it would be probably close to nothing or zero.
Did it end up being that inexpensive for you?
It was, yeah. I actually get it free.
Well, that's a good deal.
That's an amazing deal, yeah.
I mean, what would you have done if you had not had that health insurance and this had happened to you?
Oh, I would be in a very sad state right now. I would be paying for this for a very long time.
You know, we've heard that a lot of people your age are not signing up for health care because, well, they think they're going to be pretty healthy. They can't really see some of them won't get it for free. They don't want to spend the money on it. And they don't feel as though their health problems are going to be very serious. And maybe you even know some of those people, do you?
I definitely do. And I kind of feel the same way, but I've been in accidents like this before, and it's just not worth chancing it, honestly.
So, Ursula, what do you say to your friends, or what were you saying to your friends last year when they were saying, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to bother with that.
I would definitely encourage them at least to see what their options are, because I think they'd probably be surprised at how cheap it is.
And since you got into this accident and injured yourself and now you're insured, have you brought that story up with people?
I have, yeah. I've talked to a couple friends of mine who I don't think it was necessarily that they were making the decision not to sign up. I think it was more that they just, maybe they were lazy. But it really doesn't take that long, and I'm definitely an advocate for it at this point, considering what's happened.
And did you change their minds and get them to kind of step up and do it because you told them your story about how just like a little over a week after your insurance kicked in, you got into this accident and incurred all these medical bills?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty convincing argument. So, yeah, I do believe that I've convinced at least some of my friends that ride their bike in the city.
Now, a lot of people are having trouble signing up for health care early on, both in our state and nationally. How'd the experience go for you?
The site was definitely slow and a little frustrating the first couple times I got on, but persistence proved to get through. And I think it was the end of November, I finally was able to complete my application. But I think, I mean, even since then, having gone on the site, now that I am signed up, it seems to be fairly smoothly. And any time I've had to call in or have any questions, I get through immediately, way quicker than I ever have for any other medical service.
So it's been working really well for you since you got on the plan.
It has. I'm actually really pleased.
So is your arm still in a sling, Ursula?
It is.
When are you going to get back?
Another couple weeks.
You'll be back on the bike in a couple of weeks?
I'm hoping so. I'm more just hoping to get back to work.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Ursula Swantner, a 23-year-old in Seattle, telling us about signing up for health care through Washington's Exchange. This is The Record on KUOW.